Hello, welcome to the Too Much Rock podcast number 75. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with Cassettes Won't Listen. That's the bedroom pop, electropop project of Jason Drake. The song there was Cut Your Hair, of course, a Pavement song. That's off of his EP, One Alternative. One Alternative is kind of 90s alternative hits, covers. It's a free release. You can find it on his website, and it's there to hype us for his self-released debut album that's coming out on March 11th. So there's that. Coming up next, I've got a track by Colin Clary of Vermont's The Smittens, and I don't know, kind of the New England twee Uberman. So this is a great album. Let's go ahead and get into this. This song's called Manufacturing Empathy.
When was the last time you basked in the glow of the laughter of someone you love? She makes up stories for people she sees when she feels like the world isn't right. She's manufacturing empathy in the games of a child as they play, and it's okay. She can reconcile the first spark of life with the firm belief in reproductive rights. She's manufacturing empathy. She writes in a notebook, she sings in her sleep. She'll drive down to Wareham with friends for a week. She dreams of dogs and running on the beach. When was the last time you basked in the glow or the laughter of someone you love? She makes up stories for people she sees when she feels like the world isn't right. Manufacturing empathy in the games of a child as they play, and it's okay. She can reconcile the first spark of life with the firm belief in reproductive rights. She's manufacturing empathy tonight. She writes in a notebook, she sings in her sleep. She'll drive down to Wareham with friends for of dogs and running on the beach. I've seen her heart and it's bigger than her sleep.
Georgette plays a goth. She's at the newsstand reading stock reports and fetish magazines. A waitress uniform in black and embroidered deer catastrophe. The lunch crowd said go soft when Georgette plays a goth. She'd be the first to defend all those 80s trends. Shows her fangs at the bar singing Johnny. Revolution ballroom, Nina Hagen outfit found its way. Out past the remnants of a dream-free adolescent speckled phase. The lunch crowd said go soft when Georgette plays a goth. when Georgette plays a goth.
Oh, Tully Craft, how I love you. That was Seattle's Tully Craft with the song Georgette Plays a Goth off their album Every Scene Needs a Sinner. It came out last fall on Magic Marker Records. Do check out the video for that song. It's fantastic and all over the web, I'm sure. Before that was Colin Clary with Manufacturing Empathy off his album Apocalypse Yow, released on Asaurus Records. He's from Burlington, Vermont, from the band Smittens, but does a couple of other bands as well. Seems like he's always writing songs. That album is fantastic, and it's so cute if you order it and get the paper version. Well, I won't spoil it. Find out. It's great. Coming up next, a band from Chicago called Blue Blood. This song is called Broken Hearts Are for Fixin'. We'll be right back.
Number one is the individual. Number two, duality. Number three, which numerology is all shit. Number four is the number that will run through this music. What's your favorite number? What does it mean? 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 Has a meaning, every number has a meaning, every number has a meaning, every number has a meaning. Has a meaning, every number 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 has a meaning.
My favorite number is 6. I wonder what that means. That song was Numerology, aka Numbers, from These New Puritans, off their album Beat Pyramid that came out about a week ago on Domino Records in the UK. The band definitely channels Gang of Four, or certainly Radio Four. And I really like that album, actually. It's concise and tight and has enough punky edge from, say, The Proletariat to make it not just bland and danceable. Anyway, before that was The Stately Gentleman with the song Fools That Linger that is on their album The Hyperion Sessions. Came out on Enigma Proper last November. A band from Reno. Who knew that there were bands from Reno? And before that, we heard Blue Blood from Chicago. Broken Hearts Are For Fixin' from their Have Mercy EP. They self-released that themselves back in November, I think. I saw them opening a show up at Beat Kitchen. They're very good, very soulful. Kind of remind me of a DC scene, maybe around Nation of Ulysses or something like that. Maybe not quite so spastic. A little more soulful, but very, very good. Coming up next, I got a track by The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. This song is Green Fields.
I wrote this song years ago, late at night, somewhere on the Gold Hawk Road. I was never sure how or why. Before the war and the tidal wave, the bond in the heart.
April Ann with a red bandana around your head. Pretty Ann with a peacock feathered fan said that the sash around your waist had turned to lead. And your jingle jacket faggot friend was dead. And the wine we spilled, it stained your pillows red. And the midnight cowboys came and quickly fled. Oh, the whole thing was bringing her down. Lady Anne, we danced a fandango round your bed. And the gypsy woman once said, let an easy rider share your bed. But she chose the drunken gigolo instead. How are you to know he wasn't bred? And you sat and cried and hung your head and said that the whole thing was bringing you down. Around your waist it turned to lead. And your jingle jacket faggot friend was dead. And the midnight cowboys came and quickly fled. Oh, the wine we spilled, it stained your pillow red. And she let an easy rider share a bed.
That was Okkervil River with the song April Ann off the album Golden Opportunities Mixtape. That was just a self-released gift to folks back in December, right before Christmas. That song was originally a John Phillips song from his first solo album After the Mamas and Papas. Before that, we heard Greenfields from The Good, the Bad, and the Queen from their self-titled album. Of course, they may say that there is no band called The Good, the Bad, and the Queen. It's just a project, but boy, they're splitting hairs there. Of course, that's Damon Albarn and Paul Simonon from The Clash is in there as well, though didn't write anything. It's just all Damon's songs and maybe some of the Kinks songs. Oh, wait, did I say that? That came out on Parlophone Virgin January of last year, so I'm late to that party, but I saw it show up in a lot of year-end lists, and so I got it, and yeah, it's okay. That's kind of the risk we take with Too Much Rock Podcast. Every week, what happens is I get music, I listen to it, and I play it. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, but we get through it together. And generally, I do pretty good. I haven't let you down yet, have I? We are about out of time, though, so I need to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 75. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the Too Much Rock Podcast, you can visit the website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. For the last song, I'm going to play a song by I Like Trains, a band out of Leeds that somewhere between, say, Sigur Rós and Nick Cave. If that sounds interesting to you, then you're going to like this. It plays out a lot that way. This song is called The Deception. It's on their new album called Elegies to Lessons Learnt, released on Beggar's Banquet in October of last year. Thank you very much for listening.
Take it out.